Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother James, would you bring me one of those waters right out of there? I may have to have it. I apologize. I don't know what's wrong with my voice, but it's caused me a little bit of trouble. Amen. But it won't win. Amen. Praise God. We'll do our best anyhow. But for some reason, it just gets a coughing fit every now and then. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's go to the book of Mark, if you will. To the first chapter of the book of Mark. And we'll read verses 2 and verse 3. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Good to see everybody here tonight. I'm glad you came. Real good to have Brother Robbie here tonight after a lot of his ordeal. We appreciate you being here. Amen. Good to have O'Neill back with us again tonight. God bless you, sir. Good to see everybody. Amen. I'm glad you're here. We appreciate your presence. And the scripture said, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. Everybody say, the voice. Amen. I'd like to talk to you tonight for the next few moments about giving God what Satan wants the most. Amen. And the Lord bless you. You may be seated. Its power was first revealed in creation when God stepped to the battlements of glory, looking out through the darkness and said, let there be light. And there was light. The voice is the first and the earliest depiction of God. The Bible said it was a voice that walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, in the cool of the day. It was his voice. The first thing that we are exposed to in the Word of God is his voice. One of the things that makes you as a human being unique is a voice. Dogs can bark and cats can meow and horses can neigh. And I don't know, all other kind of creatures have a noise they make, but you have a voice. You have the ability to communicate in a way that no other form of life can communicate. All of you animal lovers, and I'm one of you, they know how to communicate in a unique way, but it ain't talking. Amen. You have a way of speaking like no one else can speak, and you have a method of communication that nobody else has. The Bible tells us about the importance of words and of the voice. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. James talked about it in his writing, in his little epistle. He said, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle his whole body. If you can control this one little instrument, you'll control everything else about you. The tongue causes more trouble than anything else in the world. Amen. He said, we put bits in horses' mouths and they may obey us. And they turn about their whole body. He said, we also build ships and they're so great. And he said, but just a little rudder can turn that around. He said, but oh, the great manner that a little fire kindleth. It doesn't take but just one match to start a forest fire. You can burn thousands of acres with just one little match. And the tongue, he said, is just like that. You can just get a little something started with just a little word. And it begins to build from there. It begins to sweep from there. It all starts with just a few words. He said, but the tongue no man can tame. It is unruly, evil, and full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. James is talking about your voice. Amen. Your voice is a sweet instrument given to you from God above. And to use that voice properly, it can bring great good to the world. The same voice, it can either heal or it can hurt. The same voice can encourage or it can discourage. The same voice can either wound or it can worship God. Amen. The words of repentance can move the heart of God. Words of praise can move the heart of God. Words of faith, the Bible said, can move mountains. And words of worship can actually move all of the heavens down to the earth. There's great power in your voice tonight. That's what God wants tonight. That's what God has given you. But don't you give Satan what God wants tonight. Amen. Don't you give Satan what God really wants tonight. Amen. The Bible is replete with examples of people that have used their voice both for the good and also for the bad. Amen. We read in the book of Joshua that one time that great general marched on the battlefield and they were doing well. The battle was going good, but he wanted to be sure of an ultimate victory. He didn't want to stop. The sun was getting ready to set. Opportunity was slipping away. And so he lifted up his voice and he spoke like no man has ever spoken before. And he spoke to the sun and the heavens. And he said, sun, stop in the mountains of Geba. And he turned around to the moon. And he said, moon, stop in the valley of Ajalon. And I don't know what happened in the heavens. There must have been a little confusion. And the angel said, God, what are we supposed to do about that? And God just said, well, stop the sun. Stop the moon. The voice of my child has spoken. And the Bible said for about the season of a whole day that the sun stayed in its place and the moon stayed in its place. And God brought all of the universe to a screeching halt because somebody with some faith spoke a word and God honored what he said. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you tonight about the power of a voice that is used for God. Great things happen when we speak for Him. Amen. He was just a shepherd boy. He was coming out of the field going down to watch his big brothers in the battle. His heart would understand was beating fast. He was excited. They were his heroes. But when he got down to the valley, he heard the voice of a man speaking in the valley, and he didn't see any takers. Goliath was saying, send me a man that I might fight with him. There were no takers. There were no takers. There was only fear. The king himself was hiding. All of his generals were hiding. Everybody was afraid until David stepped on the scene and said, is there not a cause? Amen. He said, I will go and fight with this uncircumcised Philistine. They said, but you're just a boy. You're not proven in war. He said, but let me tell you a story. He said, I was out watching one day my father's flock. And he said, a bear came out. He said, and I killed him with my bare hands. He said, and a lion came after my father's flock. And I killed the lion with my bare hands. He said, I'm just telling you, friend, the God that delivered the bear and the God that delivered the lion into my hands, that same God will also deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hands. Amen. David marched out on the battlefield and he said to Goliath, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I am come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take away thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all of this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. And He will give you into our hand. Amen. I'm talking about a voice tonight. He didn't stutter about it. He didn't stammer about it. He didn't speak with any fear. He just went ahead and proclaimed it with a loud voice and a voice of faith. And the Bible said it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Let me tell you something. Faith doesn't have a reverse. Faith goes forward. Faith doesn't retreat. Faith's always on the advance. And when David had spoken, he voted with his feet. He said, here we go, buddy. Amen. We're ready to do battle today. You've heard the story probably since you were a child. He took that sling, put it around his head a few times, built a little momentum, let that stone fly, and it flew like a rocket right between the eyes into the forehead of the giant, and he came crashing down. That wasn't where he stopped. David ran and grabbed his sword out, reached over and cut his head off, grabbed his old greasy locks, lifted that head up into the heavens. There was a roar behind him as the Israelites began to pour out of their foxholes, and the Philistines began to flee for their life, and they ran after them, and they pursued them until they had subdued the entire army. And then David took the head of Goliath and he said, I got a plan for this. He'd been watching, you see, somewhere from the little valley that he lived in. There was a hill. Amen. There was a place there. And he said, I'm going to take this head and I'm going to place it up there on the gates. So he ran up that hill and he took that head and he planted it on the gates of that Philistine city. And he said, one of these days, you're going to be mine. Hallelujah. And it wasn't too much longer until David made that little hill called, we now call it Jerusalem. Amen. He said, I'm going to make this place to be the capital of my kingdom. It all started with the voice. It all started with a voice. You see, words mean something, folks. When you talk discouragement, you get discouraged. And the more you talk about being discouraged, amen, the more discouraged you're going to be. If you talk about division, the more you're going to divide and the more you're going to separate. When you talk about negative things and all you can think about is negativity, amen, you're going to dwell in a land of shadows and darkness and fear. I'm not saying words are all there is to it, but the Bible said that the mouth speaks. speaketh from the abundance of the heart. And what's in your heart is what your mouth will say. And if there's faith in your heart, you will speak faith. If there's doubt in your heart, you will speak doubt. If there's bitterness in your heart, you will speak bitterness. If there's love in your heart, you will speak love. Whatever's in your heart, your mouth will speak it eventually. Amen. Praise God. Hey, God wants your voice tonight. Yes, sir. God can do great things with your voice tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Who you going to give it to?
Come on, elder.
Amen. Who you going to give it to? Let's give it to the Lord tonight. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him worship. Let's give Him thanks. Amen. Let's speak the word of the Lord tonight. Let's speak it in faith. Let's speak it in victory. Proclaim with a triumph. Amen. Speak with your voice and give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It looked like the extinction of the entire Jewish race was in the hands of a young lady. There was a plan that was quickly marching afoot to wipe out the entire race of the Jews. She had security. She was in a safe place. She was not threatened. She was actually in the household of the king. She was a beautiful young woman with a very bright future. But she couldn't get her people off of her heart. And her uncle said, "You got to speak to the king or we're finished." So finally Esther said, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Fast for me and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I also and my maids will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Amen. Just pray that God will give me favor. Just pray me that God will give me a voice. Amen. I want you to know something. God touched the heart of a king. God opened the heart of a king. God changed the mind of a king through the sweet words of a beautiful Jewish girl. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are tonight. You may be a mighty strong man. You may be a weak man. You may be a Jewish maid. Amen. You may even be somewhere in a captive in a foreign land. But God can use your voice. There was a little girl that was carried away. She was away from her family, away from her land. She was actually a slave in the household of a foreign army general. And he was stricken with leprosy. Amen. And one day she told her master, she said, "Oh, I just wish that you were in Israel so that you could talk to our prophet over there. And if Elijah could pray for you, your leprosy could be healed." Amen. Praise God. Hey, you don't just have to witness for God in the good times. You can witness for God in bad times. You don't just witness for God when everything's going right. You witness for God regardless of how things are going. You can witness for God when you're home, and you can witness for God in a foreign place. The scripture said, and the Israelites said it, they said, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" And they hung their harps upon the willows. Hey, if the world ever needed to hear you sing, they need to hear you sing when you're away from the house of the Lord, when times are difficult, when things are hard. Lift up your voice and sing. Amen. Brother Raymond said the economy's bad, getting worse. That may be the truth tonight, but we're not dependent on the economy. The Bible said our sufficiency is of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God has promised, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread." God has a way of taking care of his people. Hey, you hear me tonight? We don't need to get an old negative mindset like the world has got. Amen. Amen. You don't need need to tighten the purse strings as far as God's gospel is concerned. Somebody said it time ago. They said you can't outgive God, but you can't out squeeze Him either. Amen. You get in a squeezing contest, He's going to win. You get in a blessing contest, He's going to win. Amen. Don't you listen to what the world says and let that dictate how you live your life. Amen. God's going to make a way. Love the old missionary. Told his friend, he said, I need to go down to South Florida and preach a meeting. The young man said, I'll take you, brother. They started down there, about halfway down the transmission, started slipping on the car. He said, oh, brother, he said, what are we going to do? He said, it's God's job to get us there. Don't worry. They slipped right on into town. Got in there and they preached. Amen. God had His way. They got back in the car. They slipped all the way back home, but they made it home. Hallelujah. And when they got home and went in the next day, the car never moved again. But it got them there and it got them back. He said, it's God's job to get us there. Amen. He could have spent his time worrying and fretting like a lot of folks do. You hear me tonight? Don't let this world squeeze you into its mold of fear. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. And we're not subject to this old world. Neither should we be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, folks are scared to death because they are constantly feed themselves on negativity. Amen. 70%+ of the people said that the news media is biased, but they keep listening to it. And they keep watching it. And they keep believing it. Amen. Hey, wake up, folks. Amen. They got an agenda. And the agenda is to make you so afraid that you're going to swallow anything that comes down the pipe. Amen. They're going to get you so afraid that you got to hide behind Big Brother to take care of the problems. Amen. We're headed for a one world government. The Bible said we are. We're headed for a one world economy. The Bible said we are. And you know how we're going to get there? Because of fear. Amen. But there ought to be a church that's going to stand in faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And not live like this world, fearful of everything that's coming along. This is our day, folks. I said this is our day. We ought to stand up and stand out like we never have before. Everybody else is talking gloom and doom. We ought to be talking the coming of the Lord and His glory. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a bright day coming. Hallelujah. There's a good day on the horizon. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. It's not a time to be afraid. It's a time to stand up and stand out. Amen. And be heard from. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There was a prophet got so weary. He said, every day I'm in derision. Every day people talk about me. Every day people are putting me down. Nobody wants to listen to what I have to say. When I say, thus saith the word of the Lord, they laugh at me and they put me down. I'm so discouraged. He said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a flaming fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to preach anymore. He said, but I couldn't help it. Hallelujah. I had to lift my voice, and I had to say, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things I think is going to help us in the end time, everything's going to be so negative. Everything's going to be so dark all around us. Amen. Everybody's going to be moaning and groaning. Amen. But when you lift up your voice, hallelujah. Everybody's talking about being sick, and you talk about healing. Hallelujah. You talk about how the Lord healed you. Everybody's talking about how they're losing everything, and you talk about how the Lord has preserved you, and how God has blessed you, and how God has provided for you. Amen. You see, you just begin to let your light shine. It's going to make a difference, folks. We have an opportunity in our hands today to do a lot of good for the Lord. Amen. There were three young men by the name of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They had an opportunity to use their voice one day. They stood on the plains. There was a huge, tall, golden statue that had been erected. And the trumpets and the instruments began to play. And everybody started bowing down to that false image. Amen. And somehow they had some steel in their backbone. And they had some steel in their knees. And they had some steel in their heart. And they had some convictions in their mind. And they said, we can't bow down to this, because this is not our God. And the tattletales came and marched him up before the king and said, oh king, these Jews won't bow. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you one more chance, boys. We're going to play this song one more time. And if you don't bow this time, we're going to heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated before. And you're going to burn, baby, burn. Amen. And those fellas, they looked at him and they said, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner, O king. If so be our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king, be it not. But if not, everybody say, but if not. Mm-mm. Amen. We believe he will. Amen. We believe he can. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Our mind is made up. We know what our God can do. We know what our God has done. We know what our God will do. But whether he does or whether he doesn't, he is our God, and we're going to worship him and him only. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a voice, folks. I said, that's a voice. Amen. You know, they heated the furnace. They threw him in. Hallelujah. The king looked in, and a little while, he said, did not we throw 3 men bound into the fire? They said, yep, we counted them. There was 3. They said, now there's 3, and there's a 4th man in the fire, and he looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's God's grace. If you go in the fire, he'll go in the fire with you. If you go through the valley, he'll go through the valley with you. If you're going through trouble, he'll go through trouble with you. You'll never walk alone, no matter what he lets come your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Bible said, old king got up there and he said, hey boys, y'all come on out now. He couldn't get them. They weren't in any hurry, apparently. Amen. They could have come out any time. They didn't have any fetters on. Praise God. Amen. They could have come out when they got good and ready to come out. But they didn't come out until the king called. Hallelujah. And the Bible said when they came out of there, their clothes were not burned. Their hair was not singed. Their garments didn't even have the scent of smoke on them. Hallelujah. There wasn't anything. The only thing that was missing was the bonds that they'd put on them. And that was all burned away. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, you got a voice. You use it for God. You use it for God. You use it for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 When God blesses, folks get jealous sometimes. God had blessed a captive, a little Jewish young man that God had greatly used. He grew up and he was faithful to God. He never gave up on God, and God blessed him, and he became honored in the king's sight. The king had 120 princes, and then he had 3 presidents over the 120 princes, and then he had 1 that was over the 3 presidents and the 120 princes, and his name was Daniel. And they got all jealous, and they said, "We're going to get this guy if it's the last thing we do." So they made a ruling to the heathen king that said, for 30 days, O king, nobody should pray but to you. You're the only one that people ought to pray to. They knew Daniel's habits. And so the king signed the decree. And the Bible said when Daniel knew that the decree had been signed, when he got up in the morning, he set his face east toward Jerusalem, and he opened up his window and he lifted up his voice and he began to pray to Jehovah God. And when it got noontime, he opened up his window toward the east, and he began to lift up his voice to the God of Jerusalem. And in the evening time, he opened up his window and he began to pray to the God of glory. And they heard him. And they tattled. And they brought him to the king. And they said, "King, you remember what you signed? You can't change that according to the law of the Medes and Persians. It's forever settled. For 30 days, that's binding. This man's praying to somebody beside you. And he won't stop." And he won't stop. Amen. And they said he's got to go in the den of lions. You said that yourself. You signed it, king. The Bible said the king looked for loopholes all night long. Never could find one. He didn't want Daniel to go there. He loved Daniel.
Yes, he did.
So finally he had to resign Daniel to his God. And this is what he said. I don't know if he believed it or not, but he said, "Daniel, your God's able to deliver you." He probably didn't believe what he said because he stayed up all night worrying. Amen. But when they threw Daniel in the den of the lions, the Bible says that he went to sleep. He was an old Leo for a pillow. Amen. God stopped the lions' mouths. And when the king got down the next morning, "Oh Daniel, oh Daniel, oh Daniel, was your God able to deliver you?" Long live the king. Hallelujah. My God has stopped the mouth of the lions. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the king made another decree. He said, "Let's not worship any God but the God of Daniel, because there's no God that can deliver after this sort." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you, folks, you might go through a little bit of situation, but if you go to a den of lions, God's able. If you go to a fiery furnace, God's able. Whatever you go through, God's able. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Brother Grissom, that was all in the Old Testament. Did anybody have any tough times in the New Testament? Seems like a few might have. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There was a fellow by the name of John. And John was a voice. The Bible said that he was a voice in the wilderness, crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." And to the Pharisees, he said, "You bunch of vipers! Who hath warned you from the wrath that is to come?" Amen. He forgot. Now, apparently it hadn't been written yet how to win friends and influence people. He was not a graduate of Norman Vincent Peale's school. He hadn't even heard of Dale Carnegie. Amen. But he'd heard from the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he's lovely. Bible said he ate locusts and wild honey. Wonderful diet. Better than South Beach. Guarantee you'd lose on that. Amen. He wore rough garments and a leathern girdle around his waist. He was tough. Amen. He just had one message. It was repent or perish. Right. Not a lot of variety in his preaching. But you know what the scripture said? The Bible says that people came out of Jerusalem to hear him preach. People came out of the villages to hear him preach. People came out and literally filled the wilderness to hear him preach. He baptized all day long. Amen. Praise God. Because he was a voice. Wasn't somebody's echo. We got a lot of echoes today. Amen. One guy preached and people love that preacher, so he gets a lot of echoes. A lot of people trying to preach just like him. Amen. I want to preach like so and so. Amen. Be a voice. Be a voice. Be a voice. Be a voice. Not an echo. Don't just echo what somebody else says. Yeah, you hear from the Lord and tell it. You hear from God and preach it. Amen. So he had a voice, friend, and boy, he preached the message. Amen. He got in trouble because he preached something somebody really didn't like. Matter of fact, he went to the king one day. And he said to the king, he said, Herod, it's not right for you to have your brother's wife. And the king didn't like it, but his wife really didn't like it. What's that saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Amen. And she got her mind made up. I'm going to get you. So she sent her pretty little daughter to dance before the king and his drunken comrades. What a mother. What a sweetheart mother. Bunch of leering drunks. Foul-mouthed and foul minds. Amen. Sent her daughter out to dance. And boy, did she dance. And in his drunken stupor, the king said, "Woo! Honey, what a dance that was. I'll give you anything you ask for, even to half of the kingdom." She said, "Let me ask Mama." Mama said, "I want one thing. I want the head of John the Baptist on a silver charger." You talk about how to kill a party. The music stopped. The dancing stopped. The flow of liquor stopped. All of the joviality stopped. Everything stopped. When somebody went down to the prison, took a sword, and hacked off the head to silence the voice. To silence the voice of the man of God. Hell rejoiced that day because that's what Satan wanted most. If I could just stop the voice of the righteous. And he brought it, handed it to that girl. Some have said they found it. It doesn't matter whether they did or whether they didn't. God knows where it is. Amen. And it's not going to be long before that head's going to be joined to a body. And it's going to rise in the rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be restored and that voice is going to be restored. Here we are, folks, thousands of years removed, and that voice is still preaching tonight. That voice is still speaking in Athens, Texas tonight. It's still resounding from the written word of God tonight. My, the power of His voice. Death couldn't stop Him. Nothing has been able to stop the voice of John the Baptist. Amen. My, what a voice. My, what a voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Salome, the dancing girl. What happened to Salome? There's a man, a historian by the name of Nicephorus, tells this story. Salome grew as a teenager. She married. Her first husband died while she was still in her teens. She married again, had two children born of her second husband. She had her moment of glory when she was about 40 years old. Her image appeared on a Jewish coin. But it wasn't long after that that Salome was taking a journey. In the journey, in wintertime, a storm came up. She came to a river, had to cross. It appeared to be frozen. She began to take tentative steps on her feet, cross the river. Suddenly, to her great dismay, there was a crack. And those dancing feet fell through the ice down into the frigid waters. And as her legs thrashed, trying to find purchase in the frigid waters of winter, and as her body plunged down into that jagged hole, when it came to the part where her head would pass under the water, for some reason, a large shard of ice, sharp, severed her head from her body. Her body was never found. But they found her head perched on the ice, like the head of John the Baptist perched on a platter. And forever her voice was silenced. Amen. Forever her voice was silenced. Don't let Satan have your voice tonight. Adults, young people, don't let Satan have your voice tonight. Brother Jimmy Martin preached to us a couple of weeks ago about a girl that grew up in a pastor's home. Amen. Let me have your attention up here if I could. Amen. Somebody talking back there needs you to listen to me. What I've got to say is a lot more important than what you've got to say right now. Grew up in a Pentecostal home. Heard preaching. Felt the presence of God. Had a gift for singing. Decided that the world was a better place to sing than a church choir. But you know what she sings about now? Hurt, pain, sense of being lost, lost hope, lost innocence, lost life. How can I ever get back home from here? You see, she has a voice, but she's using it for the wrong purpose. Satan wanted that voice, and he got it. And he changed its message. Amen. Don't let him get your voice tonight. I promise if he gets it, you'll be singing a different tune than you've been singing previously. You won't be singing about joy and peace and victory. Amen. You'll be singing about pain and misery. Amen. Because you see, that's what he wants most. He wants your voice. He wants to add it to the voice of others. Amen. And one day he wants to add it to the flames of hell. And you'll be crying and screaming from that place, Father Abraham, dip your finger in some water and cool my parched tongue, because I am tormented in this flame. Amen. Don't give him your voice. Don't give him your voice. Give God what Satan wants most. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a host of people tonight that used to sing on this platform, and they're singing a different tune tonight. They're singing a different tune tonight. I'm sorry, but they're singing a different tune tonight. Praise God. Their voice is full of bitterness. Their voice is full of shame. Their voice is full of hurt. Their voice is full of doubt. Amen. Praise God. Don't give Satan what God wants and what God gave you. Would you stand with me tonight? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's an appeal being made. He really wants your voice tonight. God really wants your voice tonight. He said, "You shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be witnesses unto me." Amen. God is looking for some voices tonight. God is looking for some prayer. God is looking for some praise. God is listening for repentance. God is listening for worship. God is looking for a witness. Amen. How about it tonight? Anybody got a voice you want to give him? There's a lot of power in the voice of the righteous. It happened some years ago in a California high school. A famous agnostic had been called to address a high school assembly. And he stood on that stage and he ranted for 40 minutes about the existence of God and the foolishness of believing in God. And he did everything he could to rip to shreds the faith of those young people. But suddenly, from the back of that auditorium, a little old Pentecostal girl had had enough. And she just stood up and she just began to sing, "I shall know him. I shall know him. When at last by his side I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hand." And then another young person began to sing. And then another began to sing. And then another began to sing. And suddenly the whole auditorium of young people just began to sing, had their hands lifted up, some probably feeling for the first time the presence of God. And that atheist stomped off of the stage in anger and in defeat because of one voice that was raised in righteousness. Because of one voice that was raised in righteousness. Amen. You may just have one voice, but it's your voice. Amen. Give it to God. Give it to God. Don't give it to negativity. Don't give it to bitterness. Don't give it to gossip. Amen. Give it to Jesus Christ. Give it to praise. Give it to prayer. Give it to worship. Give it to witnessing. Amen. Praise God. How about it tonight? Somebody want to give that voice to the Lord? There's an altar waiting. There's an altar waiting. Amen. Praise God. There's a place to praise. There's a place to worship. There's a place to repent. There's a place to get everything right. There's a place to be restored. Hallelujah. Oh yes, here it is tonight, folks. Let's come. Let's begin to pour out our hearts and our worship to the Lord, shall we? Right now, let's begin to just pour out our hearts to the Lord. Oh, I'd like to hear somebody praying tonight. I'd like to hear somebody worshiping tonight. I'd like to hear somebody calling on the name of the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. The scripture said, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your voice tonight. Worship the Lord and praise Him. Worship the Lord and praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, hallelujah.
You find
amen. Let's call on His name tonight. Let's call on His name tonight. He's worthy. Let's call on His name tonight. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's worthy. All of our worship.
Supply.
Amen. Let's call
reach
on the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as
yes.
He goes by.
That's it. Just
reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find and touch the Lord hand.
Of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.